Finally, today, a big group of business and policy leaders is launching an ambitious plan to add more than 10,000 high-paying jobs to Maine's economy by 2025. Potentially many more jobs, according to organizers of the new initiative called Focus Maine. Fred Bever reports.
The goal is to grow industries in Maine that have the best chance of creating what are called traded jobs, that is, jobs which rely on exporting goods or services beyond Maine's borders. There are already a few examples of the type here.
WEX, IDEX, Unum, Beans, most of their business outside, bringing dollars back into the state.
Michael Dubiak is an executive at WEX, a successful South Portland payment software company. He's co-chairing Focus Maine, which believes that Maine should radically increase its share of those traded jobs.
The traded job pays like 50% more than a local job. It has higher education in terms of employment. It has more full-time employment. It creates 1.6 additional jobs. So very positive in terms of job creation and bringing in money back into the state.
Dubiak's been working for a year and a half now with Pierce Atwood partner Andrea Chinquette-Maker to develop Focus Maine, which now has dozens of banks, policy wonks, business, and education leaders on board. Its first project, a $100,000 survey of the economic landscape by global research firm McKinsey & Company that identified three key sectors that could be a job creation jackpot for the state: agriculture, aquaculture, and biopharmaceuticals. At a kickoff press conference overlooking Portland's busy shipping lanes, Chinquette-Maker outlined the potential for Maine to significantly boost its ag exports. She starts with the drought out west.
Grocery stores are beginning to think about sourcing their food from the east because we have water. We also in Maine have land. We have a relatively large amount of land. It's relatively inexpensive compared to other agricultural areas. Agriculture is sort of in a resurgence in Maine. So that's a wave that's moving that we want to lend our weight to.
It helps, she adds, that the global marketplace is increasingly focused on traceability of the food chain, while Maine's lobster industry gives it a leg up in creating a recognizable food brand. Bill Caron, the CEO of Maine Health, adds that the state's aquaculture industry is also poised to conquer new markets if it can grow and harvest seafood that, like lobster, is seen as uniquely valuable when it comes from Maine.
It's not going to do us any good to develop a signature industry that some other state has the resources to mimic 3 years from now.
But, he adds, if penned salmon or oyster operations or seaweed harvests can be nurtured and marketed effectively, they could help counterbalance job losses in other parts of the fishing economy.
One of the challenges we have here in the state is that if wild caught is going down, which means our fish supplies are going down over time, water temperatures are changing. We've got a lot of Mainers that are in an industry today that want to stay in that industry, and it's going away from them. Maybe it's a movement to aquaculture from wild caught that is really going to be the next growth piece that we have here.
The final and perhaps most speculative effort by Focus Maine, create a robust biopharmaceutical industry in the state. Dubiak says the idea is to poach some business from Boston's booming multi-billion dollar biotech cluster.
The McKinsey work said that those companies will not end up building their development or manufacturing facilities in and around Boston because it's too expensive. So they're going to look outside of Boston. So with our proximity being so close, the question is, why not Maine?
That sounds like a good marketing slogan. Chimbrough's CEO Pete Vigue thought so 8 years ago when he used it to promote an economic development plan to the legislature, which rejected it. But Focus Maine's organizers say they are going to stay away from Augusta for the time being, instead continuing to develop ideas, support, plans, and not least a workforce that will be ready to go before asking for political help. One bit of evidence that the effort could have some legs: Focus Maine has already raised $700,000 toward the effort. For MPBN News, I'm Fred Bever.